Hello and welcome to episode 341 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host and I'm glad to see you today. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during this 31-day challenge known as the Dog Days of Podcasting, I'll be doing special shows on Saturday and Sunday. DDP will go until September 4th, which means that this weekend is the last weekend I'll be answering your questions. So now's the time. Send in your questions to steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question, and chances are good that I will, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. You really should go by easybiblenamesguide.com to check it out and see what a great book it is, especially if you're a student of the Bible. Today we're on track two and we're going to read Hebrews 5 and 6. As I record this on Thursday night, it's past 10 o'clock, which is the time I shoot for to publish the show so that my European listeners will have the show in time for their morning devotional or commute. Today, instead of producing the show, the lovely lady Leanne and I had our family business to attend to, and then I had several hours doing tech support for my mother-in-law. I just now walked in the door a few minutes ago and I came straight into the studio. All that to say that, yet again, there will be no commentary after the reading. I will say that there is a priest by the name of Melchizedek mentioned in today's reading, and I do want to talk about him, and I'll do so the next time we visit Hebrews. Today we're reading from the New English Translation, or NET Bible. Let's begin. Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest is taken from among the people and appointed to represent them before God, to offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal compassionately with those who are ignorant and erring, since he also is subject to weakness, and for this reason he is obligated to make sin offerings for himself as well as for the people. And no one assumes this honor on his own initiative, but only when called to it by God, as in fact Aaron was. So also Christ did not glorify himself in becoming high priest, but the one who glorified him was God, who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have fathered you." And also, in another place, God says, "You are a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." During his earthly life, Christ offered both requests and supplications, with loud cries and tears, to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his devotion. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through the things he suffered. And by being perfected in this way, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him, and he was designated by God as high priest in the order of Melchizedek. On this topic, we have much to say, and it is difficult to explain since you have become sluggish in learning. For though you should in fact be teachers by this time, you need someone to teach you the beginning elements of God's utterances. You have gone back to needing milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is inexperienced in the message of righteousness, because he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, whose perceptions are trained by practice to discern both good and evil. Hebrews chapter 6. Therefore, we must progress beyond the elementary instructions about Christ and move on to maturity, not laying this foundation again, repentance from dead works and faith in God, teaching about baptisms, laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, and eternal judgment. And this is what we intend to do, if God permits. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened, tasted the heavenly gift, become partakers of the Holy Spirit, tasted the good word of God and the miracles of the coming age, and then have committed apostasy, to renew them again to repentance, since they are crucifying the Son of God for themselves all over again and holding him up to contempt. For the ground that has soaked up the rain that frequently falls on it and yields useful vegetation for those who tend it receives a blessing from God. But if it produces thorns and thistles, it is useless and about to be cursed. Its fate is to be burned. But in your case, dear friends, even though we speak like this, we are convinced of better things relating to salvation. For God is not unjust so as to forget your work and the love you have demonstrated for his name, in having served and continuing to serve the saints. But we passionately want each of you to demonstrate the same eagerness for the fulfillment of your hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who, through faith and perseverance, inherit the promises. Now, when God made his promise to Abraham, since he could swear by no one greater, he swore to himself, saying, "Surely I will bless you greatly and multiply your descendants abundantly." And so, by persevering, Abraham inherited the promise. For people swear by something greater than themselves, and the oath serves as a confirmation to end all dispute. In the same way, God wanted to demonstrate more clearly to the heirs of the promise that his purpose was unchangeable, and so he intervened with an oath, so that we who have found refuge in him may find strong encouragement to hold fast to the hope that is set before us through two unchangeable things, since it is impossible for God to lie. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, sure and steadfast, which reaches inside behind the curtain, where Jesus our forerunner entered on our behalf, since he became a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. May God bless the reading of his word. So tomorrow's Saturday, and then of course following that is Sunday. That leaves two more days that I will answer your questions. So send them in, steve@lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks so much for being here. Bye.